Welcome to the Wildly Confident Podcast, where we discuss all the ways to help you get more confident, make more money, and get the results you want in your life stat. I'm Katherine Weisner, your host. I'm a certified life coach through the Life Coach School and the creatrix of my own multi-million dollar business. Hey, y'all. I hope you're enjoying your day. I'm going to be sharing with you a really powerful way I have been using in my life to bring my own focus back, my own power back. Anytime I'm feeling fearful or I'm in judgment or I'm just feeling even overwhelmed or distracted, this little method came to me during a meditation I was doing a few months ago, and I have been using it and it just works wonders. So maybe it will work for you too. So in this meditation, what came to me was this metaphor. So see how this sits with you, right? You, of course, are always in charge of your own life. You know yourself better than anyone. And so every time I'm sharing anything personal or advice, I always say to kind of run it through your system and be like, how does this feel to me? What resonates? What doesn't? There's always going to be things that feel good or make sense to you and other things you throw out. So I just want to reiterate that because I think it's so important to us taking our own power back, which is just going to feel so good. And it's going to give you that internal confidence that maybe you've been longing for. But it's so important for us to recognize what is meant for us and what is not meant for us. And it doesn't mean that what this other person is saying isn't true to them. It's just what is true to you, what is true to your experience, what do you need to know? So anyway, here's the story. I am sitting and meditating, okay? And I get this visual. I get this visual of the sun. And in this meditation, I am the sun. I become the sun. And I start to notice that this sun energy of mine is very powerful. It is like a life force. It is what I keep my focus on. It's what literally creates power or empowerment in me. And I feel that in my body. And through this meditation and me as the sun, I start to notice all the places I am putting my sun on in this earth, in this world, okay? And I'm noticing that I am putting my energy, some of my energy, not all, but some of my energy on some things I don't want to be putting energy on, okay? Maybe there were some things from my past, maybe some old beliefs, but I'm getting this kind of like vista, okay? And I'm noticing that by doing this, I'm literally giving my power away, okay? And it was like this beautiful like visual image in my head that is just etched in my head and it's so powerful. Okay. So I see this image and I start to say, oh yes, I see. I'm giving so much of my own light, so much of my own power, my own focus to these things or these people, which I do not want to give those things to, right? Those things don't feel good to me. Yet I was basically giving my power away to them. So they became more powerful. Instead of me reminding myself, I am the creator of everything in my own life. We are all creators. We are all powerful creators. We are all powerful sons in our own life, so to speak, right? It's a little metaphor. And noticing where you're putting your sun, your life force, your energy, where are you putting it on a daily basis in any given moment? And I think this is a great thing to think about, especially when we feel fear or judgment, we feel uneasy, okay? When those emotions come up, I typically find in my own life that I am putting my energy, my power, right, my sun, into beliefs or into people or other things that are using me, that are stealing from me, taking from me, not like literally stealing, but like stealing my energy, even stealing my life force to create something for themselves, okay? And it doesn't mean that we don't all put our life forces into things that we care about, right? I think what I'm trying to show to you guys all today is that we want to be more intentional about where we're putting our life force. And we want to think about and just start to be more aware of like, do I have a bunch of my life force in the past still on some story from the past? And I'm shining so much of my energy, my power into that instead of putting it into the future things I want to create in my life. You know, I'm not trying to say the past doesn't sometimes hurt or there's not things actually that we need to illuminate from our past, right? but it's just something to play with. So I invite you, anytime you're noticing a feeling of fear or judgment, or if you just feel like doing this little meditation just to kind of get some guidance in your own life, it can be really interesting. Like for me, this kind of just came up randomly, right? I decided to go meditate actually out in the sun. And I think this is a great place to do this meditation if you guys want to try it out. But I went out and just kind of laid in the sun for 5 minutes. I closed my eyes. I grounded, right? Literally grounding into the earth. I felt my body connect into the earth. And then I closed my eyes and I saw myself as the sun above me, right? Like, don't stare directly into the sun, y'all. You don't want to like, what? You can go like blind or something if you do that, I think. I don't actually know. Maybe that's just something my mom told me as a kid. But what you need to do is close your eyes, envision yourself as the sun, and just notice, where are you putting your power? Okay. And wherever you're putting it, I just want you to slowly bring that power of the sun, your sun, back onto your own body. Okay. And I don't care if you're putting it to positive or negative things in your life, but what I'd like you to do just for this meditation is just to bring back the sun back to your own body. Okay. Back to where you can feel the warmth of the sun almost on your skin, the warmth of your power, right? We want to bring our power back into us. It doesn't mean that we don't go put it out again, right? Especially into things we care about, right? This is how we create things, right? We are powerful creators, we human beings. And everything we create is like a meta creation, right? And so if you think about like, we created money, we created the economy, like, and where this can be really powerful and why I think this is just a great tool to use anytime you're feeling disempowered or just as a way to boost your own confidence. I found this actually adds a lot of confidence to me anytime I'm feeling unconfident. When I'm feeling unconfident, I have taken my power, my sun, and I have put it on a meta creation. I have put it on something outside of me and I have given that thing more power than me. And so I become fearful or I become judgmental. Those are typically the two biggest things I see in people. And we don't need to sit there and get all like crazy about why or any of this stuff, why that happened or why did I do this or la da da, because you can get caught up in all sorts of stories there. What I want you to do is just to close your eyes when you're in a safe place. And again, I love doing this while sitting outside and connecting with nature. And imagine that sun, you know, your sun, your power shining down on that meta creation, whatever it is. I do this a lot with clients around money, right? Or their jobs when they're feeling like, ooh, this thing is owning me. I have no power or control. Any place where you feel like you don't have power and control, what I want you to do is I want you to take the creation, okay? That your creative power, your sun, and I want you to take the meta creation, be it your job, be it money. I don't care what it is, be it something, you know, physical, maybe the way your clothing, maybe the way you look, maybe a relationship, right? And I want you to take the sun that you're shining on that thing. And I want you to visualize you bringing that sun back to your body, back to your power source, back to you. So it's fueling you. And you start to realize it doesn't mean that thing doesn't exist anymore. And it doesn't mean that you don't work on it and you don't care about it, right? But you're bringing your power back into you. You are in charge as the creator. That thing, that meta creation, that thing we literally created as humans, like money did not exist until humans created it, right? We are creators. Money is a meta creation. And is your meta creation controlling you? Is your meta creation becoming bigger than the creator, right? It's crazy to think about, but this happens all the time. And guys, this is really normal. Like everyone has meta creations that get too large, right? We're like literally feeding it way too much power. And then it just gets like, we end up using so much of our life force energy on it. It almost just becomes larger than us. And so I'm like, hey, don't stress too much about why this happened. You don't have to get into it. Just try slowly, gently, if it feels okay, right? To bring the sun, your focus away from that object and slowly bring it back to you. And notice how good it feels to be in your own sun, to be the spotlight in your life, right? Feel the power you have. know that money is supposed to work for humans. Humans aren't supposed to work for money. I mean, we do, but you know what I mean? That sounds so funny. Humans aren't supposed to work for money. Well, we do work for money, obviously, but I mean like work, like it owns our asses, you know, like we own money's ass, y'all. Like we are the ones that created it. Okay. And when you shift that power back, you're going to feel so much more empowered yourself, and you're going to be able to see so many more possibilities, you guys, because when we're stuck in, like, we've focused on this thing and it's kind of owning our asses, so to speak, and we're putting our power into it, we are going to be more in black and white thinking. We're not going to be able to see all the other thousands of possibilities out there that we can do, or that we can invite, all the different paths we can have in our life to overcome a challenge we might have or some sort of growth piece. When we're so focused at serving the thing we're afraid of or we're in judgment of, right? We want to get out of servitude. Our sun, our creative power, is not there to serve meta creations. I mean, we love our meta creations, right? But like, we're not there to be in fear and judgment and servitude to the things we create. Okay. We're meant to appreciate those things, right? Appreciation is one of the keys to leading a happy life, in my opinion. So I like to end this particular meditation with appreciation. So whatever the thing is that you're bringing your power back from and you're bringing onto you and you're in the sun and you're like, this feels so juicy. This feels so good, right? I love being in the sun. But then we want to be appreciative, one, for the power we have as creators, the power we have as the sun. But also we want to be appreciative for the things we created too. Appreciate to the extent that we created that, right? Not that it owned our asses for a while, or like we were like, you don't do it out of judgment. You're not like, you know, don't do it from a place of judgment or fear. Just like, I am a powerful creator and I created that experience even where I was focusing my energy on that thing. And I'm just powerful and I can bring my power back to me, right? I'm a powerful creator. I can create powerful things in my life. And there are so many more possibilities than this one thing. And if that one thing is something you want to go back to, totally fine. Don't be in judgment around it, right? As long as it's healthy and safe, right? Like, and you be the judge of that. You know what's best for you. I always say that in this podcast, but so much of the work I do with people is getting people to come home to themselves and to know themselves so they feel internally confident in a way that many people have never experienced, because we have been taught in this culture to give our power away. We have been taught to basically farm our sun out to all sorts of other people we've been told know more than us, right? Like, do this, do that, put your energy here, right? Because culture wants us to feed those systems in order to keep them going. They actually want those meta creations almost to be more powerful than the humans that are necessary to create them. But y'all, if we stopped giving our energy to those things, they would have no power, okay? The money doesn't have power on its own. The only reason it has power is because we give it power. Yeah. So, and it doesn't mean that we don't love money. We don't appreciate money. I'm not anti-money. I just don't, if it's causing a state of judgment or fear, you know, what might be good is to bring your power back to you and recognize I'm creating my relationship with money. And do I really want to shine so much of my power on that? Or do I want to shine it someplace else on something other, some other experience I want to create, right? Because we're awesome, y'all. You're awesome, you know? And learning how to do this should make you feel a little bit more confident and a little bit more empowered, right? And when you're empowered, when you feel confident, this is my belief, but you can do anything. And you're going to feel more joyful and more happier. And you're going to be able to go after those things that you were put on this earth to do, right? And lead that really big, fulfilled life you want to have. I definitely think it starts with growing your internal confidence, right? Growing that confidence and also having great boundaries, which is more work I teach on. But figure out where you end and someone else begins, or where you end and culture begins, or where your creation, you as a creative person, where you are as a creator and where your meta creations exist, right? So much enmeshment, and we end up giving a lot of our power away. And that's going to feel disempowering. It's why people don't feel confident. And when you don't feel confident, it's going to stop you from going after a lot of things you want in life. It's going to keep you living small typically. So anyway, I hope you have enjoyed this and try this out in a safe place if it resonates with you. And like I always say, if it doesn't, don't do it. You know, you guys feel into it. If parts of it feel great, do that. Just take the things that feel good to you and trust yourself. Just trust yourself so much. Okay. See you guys later. Bye. I am so glad you joined us this week. And as a reminder, this podcast is for general informational purposes only. Please use your guidance and judgment when making any sort of changes to your life that are best for you. Thanks so much.